4, the book of Hebrews, and chapter 11, we read together. The text can be found at the very end of verse 27, speaking of Moses. It says, "For he endured as seeing him who is invisible." Moses endured as seeing him. So we're going to look to the Lord, and we pray indeed that the Lord will bless us around his precious, precious truth. Father in heaven, we thank thee we can come together around the Word of God. And we pray that will be with us now as we turn to the sacred page. And I pray that the Word is speaking to the hearts of your people. And dear our Father, we pray that thy Word will be an encouragement to all of us at this particular time. Let us learn lessons from thy servant Moses in the past. Give us understanding, we pray, of thy word. And be with us now, we pray, in Jesus' great name. Amen. He endured as seeing him who is invisible. In this chapter 11 of the book of Hebrews, we have recorded for us some of the great acts that men and women of the faith did for God. It says in Daniel 11, verse 32, "But the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits." When you know God and you have faith in your heart, there is nothing we cannot do for God. God saves his people. God gives his people a faith. A faith that is strong. A faith that the Lord Jesus Christ said, "If you say unto this mountain, be removed and cast into the midst of the sea." And here we have recorded for us in Hebrews chapter 11 some of the great acts that people did by faith. You see, faith is very important in the Christian life. We're saved by faith. We pray by faith. We walk by faith. We live by faith. And here's men of God in the past. They did wonderful things. How did they do it? By faith. Tell us what Noah did. It says there in verse 7 that he built an ark. By faith Noah, being warned of God of things not yet as yet as seen not yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the ceiling of the house. Now it had never rained in the days of Noah, and God comes to this man and he calls, "Yes, well, I'm going to destroy the world with a flood. And I want you to go and I want you to build an ark." He never argued with God. He never defeated. He believed God. And he moved with fear, being warned of God. And he repaired an ark to the saving of his house. And by faith, how did Moses do this? Why did he do it? By faith. He had faith in the promise of the Word of God. You think with Abraham in verse 8, by faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for inheritance, obeyed, and he went out not knowing whether he went. Could you imagine Abraham going back to the wife and saying, "We have to move. Where we're moving, I don't know. God is told." Imagine us coming to our wife and says, "We're moving." And she said, "Where are you going?" He said, "I don't know." She probably said, "You go yourself. I don't know." But Abraham, by faith, he went out not knowing where he was going. God had spoken, and he followed God. It tells us here also about Moses. There was something about his life. It tells us that he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasure of sin for a season. This is a wonderful thing. How did Moses do it? You know, Moses could have been a prince. He could have ended up perhaps king of Egypt. He had all his treasures, all the riches. He could have been called the son of Pharaoh's daughters. But he refused it all. And he cast it all to the one side. And why did Moses do this? And how did Moses do this? He did it by faith. You see, friends, he saw God. He did these things by faith. There are many things not mentioned by the life of Moses in how he got the plague stand upon Egypt. How he received the law of God is no mentioned here in this passage. But what he saw at the burning bush. Yet God wants us to notice one great lesson about Moses from our text. And it was this. For he endured. He endured. Moses, the mighty man of God, mighty servant of the Lord, God tells us here in his word, he endured. This particular Greek word is found nowhere else in the New Testament. It is applied here by the Holy Spirit of God to show that Moses did something. What did Moses do? Says God, he endured. I give you one reason, one meaning of the word. It means to be strong. Here's what is emphasized in the life of Moses. He endured. He was strong. He kept going on with God, you see. Moses, he endured. Now remember here that these men mentioned here by faith, it's not just well for learning, but for example. Now you and I have asked by God to build an ark. Some people may build a boat, different story. But we're not told to build an ark. We're not told, like Joshua in the first 30, where the people had to walk around the walls of Jericho, and well, the walls was going to fall down. That was by faith. We're not told by God to leave our all, leave our families, and leave everything, not knowing where we're going. We're not asked to do this. But here's one thing every child of God in this meeting this afternoon can do. You can endure. You can endure. A simple thing. And trust you remember the text as you leave the meeting this afternoon. Moses endured. That's what God says. God in heaven, looking down to this man of God, looking at his life, seeing his battles, seeing his behavior, and it tells us this, that he endured. He endured. And then it goes on to say, as seeing him. Who is it, doesn't it? And I want us to look at the life of Moses. We'll only get the first point really done today. We'll look at part two next week. What did Moses endure? What did he endure? He endured, God said. Well, he endured all the sufferings and problems that was brought before him. The hostility that Moses had to face. You see, it was not easy for Moses in his day and age. In verse 27, this particular passage, it says, in verse 27, here by faith he pursued Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king. Now this referred to King Pharaoh. The wrath of the king. The wrath of King Pharaoh was against Moses. There was hostility against Moses. From the very top of the nation. From the most powerful man in Egypt. Who was it? Well, it was Pharaoh. And he hated Moses. And he hated Moses with a vengeance. He was hostile against his life. What you read here in the book of Moses about his life? Moses was born in a very hard day, a very hard age. In Exodus 1 verse 16, the Pharaoh said that when you do the office of a midwife to the Hebrew woman and see them upon the stools, if it be a son, then you should kill him. This was a law from Pharaoh to the midwife. When someone in the children of wives, when they have a child and it's a little boy, you kill him. No doubt about this. If a son is born, he will be put to death. Moses was born in such a time. Hostile. It was difficult. It was hard. The law went out that this man was dying. And he was born, it tells us in chapter 2 at this time, and he was hit by his parents. But he was hostile against his life. No, this is described in Exodus 2 verse 15. It says that Pharaoh, he sought to slay Moses. In Exodus chapter 10, verse 28, Pharaoh looked at him, a different Pharaoh, but the same Pharaoh, the same office, the same power. And he says to Moses, get thee from me and take heed to thyself. See my face no more. From the day that thou seest my face, Thou shalt die. That was black and white, wasn't it? Moses, if you ever come in before me anymore, I'm warning you, you're going to die. Moses endured. There was a man after his life. Who was it? It was Pharaoh. The Pharaoh said that Moses and others would die. Pharaoh warned them. Pharaoh sought to slay Moses, and he warned them. And he says, Moses, if I ever see you again, I'll tell you. I'll put you to death. He endured the hostility of Pharaoh against his life. He endured the hostility of Pharaoh against his labors. You know, Moses had a great commission. He had a wonderful commission from God and a wonderful ministry. He was sent by God to bring the children of Israel out of bondage. What a calling. What a responsibility. Go and bring my people out of the land of bondage. Go and bring them out of Egypt. Go and bring them into the promised land. He was called to bring them out. Yet when we find in the Word of God that when Moses came to bring them out, he was opposed. We find that there was someone against him. We find it was Pharaoh in Exodus chapter 5 and the verse 1 and 2. It tells us about the first time Moses going in before Pharaoh. Could you imagine this calling? Moses is meek man of God, and he sat in before Pharaoh, and he comes before Pharaoh along with Aaron. And it says in Exodus 5 verse 1 and 2, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, let my people go, but they may hold a feast unto me in the wilderness. And he says to Pharaoh, God says, he says, let my people go. Well, when you think when God said this, Pharaoh would say, well, that's okay, just go. But notice what Pharaoh said. Who is the Lord that I should obey his voice to let Israel go? I know not the Lord. Now will I let Israel go. And Pharaoh opposed Moses' labors. He said, Moses, get out of here. I will not let Israel go. I know not the Lord. He was hostile. He said, shall not be going. Do not be taking the people out of this land. See, he was hostile against his labors. You see, it was not all plain sailing for Moses. God had called him. God had sent him. He had to face Pharaoh. He had to bring this message to Pharaoh. Thus saith the Lord. But Pharaoh wouldn't let him go. But he endured. He didn't give up. He endured. That's what God is saying. Look at Moses. He endured. Now, if we look quickly at his life, we can see he endured the hostility of Pharaoh against his life and against his labors. And you can read the book of Exodus. The Pharaoh said, one man, I will let the people go. And then suddenly, all night, when Moses prayed to God and the plague was taken away, he would not let them go. He broke his promises. He would not let Israel go. There was always this constant battle for Moses. To get the people free, the hardships, the difficulties, the opposition, the hostility from Pharaoh. But God said he endured. He endured. Even though Pharaoh was against him. Even though Pharaoh was against his life. Even though Pharaoh was against his labors. He wanted to bring the people out. He was sent of God with this message and with this ministry. Accepted. It was hard. We were singing, fight the good fight with all thy might. We were singing about people giving their life in a sense for the faith of Christ. Do you and I expect to get a reason? Do you expect this witness of this time to get a reason? There will be a battle, there will be opposition. Think there of also with every child of God that the devil and the world is against us. No, from the very day that you and I were born again, we're talking about this morning, we've got a great enemy. Who was it? The devil. He rages against us like a roaring lion. He turned against us with great vengeance. He did not like the fact that we came to Christ, that we turned from our sins and we put our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, and therefore the devil, he comes raging against the child of God from the birth. He's out to devour us. He's out against us. Remember, you have felt that in your life. The rage of the wicked one against you. He's not pleased that you have left his father.
He's not pleased that you have come to Christ. He's not pleased that now you're seeking to serve the Lord. And he's hostile. He's hostile against you. It's not easy.
But we've got to do it. This is what God is saying to us in Hebrews 11. Be strong. Be strong. I am not the only one who faces the temptations and the battle of the devil. Neither are you. The same affliction that Peter says is had with all the brethren all over the world. But we've got to endure. It's not going to be easy. The Lord does not promise us an easy way to heaven. In fact, the Lord Jesus says in this world you shall have tribulation. There's going to be trials, there's going to be troubles, and there's going to be hardships. But we've got to endure. Even against our Christian life, the devil comes raising against us. Even against our labors, just like Moses. Moses was sent, listen, to free people. To set them free from bondage, to set them free from slavery. Well, what a ministry, what a message to get people free. Can we not say that is what our ministry is about in this church? It's to see people free, to see them come to Christ, and to see them saved by the grace of God. And I want to say, though this is our ministry, this is what we do, it's not without opposition. The devil comes raising against us when we seek to preach Christ. Warn people the way of salvation. Does he not steal the way of the Word of God? Does he not say in Luke 8, verse 12, by the sword of the sea, it says, those by the west side of heaven are here. Then cometh the devil and take away the Word out of their hearts, and if they should believe in their Savior. Did you see what's happening? The point, he's preaching the Word of God, he's preaching the gospel of Christ, and just really suddenly there's opposition to it, the devil. He takes away the seed out of the hearts, lest them believe it was saved. There's this opposition. Paul directed the church of Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians 2, verse 18. Wherefore we would have come unto you, even I call once and again, but Satan hindered us. You see, we will be hindered. Maybe you've felt in your Christian life, you've been hindered. You've felt this opposition. Maybe in this work of the church and trying to get us established for Christ at this time, there's been this hindrance. There's been this battle. There's been this opposition from Satan and all his wives and the devil. But this is the address. What do we do when such things happen? Do we run away? Or do we stand and fight? We stand and fight. Did Moses run away? He did not. He was opposed in every way. But he endured. He was standing for a good cause. And do you glad this congregation stands for a good cause of Christ? For the Word of God and for the testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ. At an age when many people's not standing. At an age when many people's not taking that stand for Christ. I'm telling some of the folks that when I was in England, I had to take a stand for Christ. And of course I was opposed, not only by the unsaved, but opposed by Christians, that I should not take a stand. And I said to the Lord, I said, Lord, if I'm doing right, I want you to confirm to me outside of myself, outside of the church, that I'm doing the right thing. And I was out in my backyard going to pick a knife, my wife came out and said, there's somebody looking in the phone. I went in and lifted up the phone. This man came on, the Reverend so-and-so, didn't know. He says, no, I want to commend you on your stand for Christ. He says, my regret is I never stood. I was encouraged to stand. He never stood. But I stood for Christ. Wasn't easy. People stood against me. People opposed what I was going to do. But I had to endure. And you'll have to endure in the Christian life as well. It's not going to be easy. Our neighbor's opposition from the devil, he will come against us. He will oppose us. But what do? We endure. Moses endured. He endured hostility also from his enemies.
In Acts chapter 7, it tells us, after he brought them out, oh, what a glorious day. The people were brought out of Egypt. Oh, Moses brought them out. Look at it tells us in Acts 17, verse 8. Then came Amalek and fought with Israel and everything. Another problem, another difficulty. Well, he's out. He had fought with Pharaoh. He got the victory. And he's bringing the people out. Well, they make the sun shine. Everything's all right. Well, he looks behind him. There's Amalek. He fought with Israel rapidly. He comes against him with all his rage and all his anger and all his wrath, and he has faced hostility from his enemies. There was wars and fights, but he endured. Don't think of the world against us. What we're saved and live for Christ is my abundance. It says in 2 Timothy 3 and verse 12, yet all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Must we come out from our sins and out from the world, and we follow the Lord Jesus Christ, attacked by the world, slandered, hated, despised. Does that sum up your life in this particular time? You've come out, you've trusted in Christ, and you find that there's people, the world is against you. What do you do? What did Moses do? What did God say? What is the Lord encouraging us here? He says he endured hostility from the world, hostility from the enemies. He endures. Are you finding the road tough ahead? Are you finding it uphill? Are you finding opposition? Well, what do? You roll back down the hill? Or do you endure? There's two choices before everybody, including me. We can run away from the faith and the faith, or we can endure. Two things. Opposition, hostility from his family, because tell us in Numbers 12, verse 1, about Miriam and Aaron spoke against Moses. And it says in verse 2, had the Lord indeed spoken only by Moses, has he not spoken also by us? It was bad enough with Pharaoh. It was bad enough with these enemies. But no, he looked over his horn, over his shoulder. Here was his brother and his sister, and they opposed him. And they came against him. And Miriam says, had the Lord indeed spoken only by Moses, having not spoken by us? Still there was opposition. Still there was this hostility. All their friends came, slew Abel. Jacob had his Esau. Joseph had his brother. Even from our fathers, we shall suffer persecution and trouble. But we endure. You see, the hostility that this man faced in his life, and even from his congregation, but in Numbers chapter 16, it tells us about here these people rising up against Moses. Korah and 250 princes, they came and they stood against Moses. Now listen, no matter where he looked, when he looked to Egypt, there was Pharaoh coming against him. When he came out of Egypt, Amalek came against him. When he was around his family, there was Miriam and Aaron that were against him. And now we find that the congregation in the children of Israel, they rose up against Moses. Everywhere he looked, there was trouble. Everywhere he looked, there was this opposition. But friends, he endured. He endured the hostility of the prince and not the people. The Lord, as I say to you, does not promise us an easy road to heaven. There will be trials, there will be oppositions. You'll be besieged every step of the way. Some of that things are. There's money where you look. You feel you're being opposed. You feel the hostility. You feel the opposition. You feel the hatred. Oh, dear friends, think of Moses. These things pop and haunt the Moses. These things are for us for our learning. What do we do in times of hardness? What do we do? What does God want us to do? He wants us to endure. He wants us to take a stand. He wants us to be strong. The Lord Jesus Christ, Hebrews 12, verse 2, tells us about Christ's enduring and how Christ went to the cross. It will not always be easy. But with God's enduring,
He endured the hostility. The hostility that he faced. But that wasn't all he endured. No, that was problems. He endured the iniquity of sinful people. Now, a reading of the life of Moses reveals to us he was a man who loved God. Those recorded of this man, he was a man who knew God face to face. Not one different. When you got to be known as a person, a man or a woman who knows God face to face. He knew God face to face. He took time with God, he loved God, he followed the Lord. And it tells us he exhorted the children of Israel in Deuteronomy 6 and verse 5 and 9. So love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, all thy might. And so he encouraged the people. Oh, he wanted them to love God. He wanted his people to follow God with all their heart and with all their soul and with all their might. But this is not always the case. Moses had the cure of this people. He told them, love God, follow God, obey God. But you know, he looked over his shoulder. What a sad sight he saw many times. That people never listened. Do you find in Numbers 9, verse 24, it says, ye have been rebellious against the Lord from the day that I knew you. Moses looked at their life. He saw their sin. He saw their rebellion. And he says, ye have been rebellious against the Lord from the day that I knew you. But he had to endure it. Even the sins of his people. You can think of the greatest sin that they had to endure. In Exodus 32 and verse 1 to 6, it tells us about the children of Israel. They weren't too long out of Egypt. They had heard God speak from the cloud and from the mountain, and the Lord had brought them out. But in Exodus 32, it tells us what they did. They got these golden earrings, and they got them all together. And it tells us in Exodus 32, in the word of the Lord, that they made a golden calf. And they fell down before the calf, and it says, these be the gods that brought us out of Egypt. Oh, do you see this people? They're down before an idol. They're saying, these be the gods that brought us out. You know, that really hurt Moses. Moses was upon the mountain, we do find in the passage. He was upon the mountain. He was alone with God. And when he came down, what he saw, my friends, the people dancing, the people around this golden calf, the people worshiping an idol. But he endured. That must have been heartbreaking. That must have been heartbreaking for Moses to see this. And to realize the goodness and the greatness of God. And what God had done for the people. And there he comes. And there's the people that he loves. And there's the people that he's leading. And there they are. Dancing around the golden calf. But friends, he endured. You see, he endured to see him who was first. Even their sin tells them about their slandering against Moses in the book of Exodus and in chapter 17. It tells us, and all the congregation of the children of Israel journeyed from the wilderness of Sin and down the says of the pits and Rephidim, and there was no water for the people to drink. They're not long out now. And they come to Rephidim. Well, there's a problem. There's no water. I said in verse 2, where for the people to chide with Moses? I said, give us water that we may drink. And Moses said unto them, why do you chide with me? Therefore, do you tempt the Lord? And the people turned upon Moses. And they said, Moses, why do you bring us out here? We have no water to drink. And they slandered Moses, and they murmured against Moses. But friends, he endured. You know, some of the hard things to endure in life is words are spoken against you by Christians. By friends, by families, words that go right into your heart. Some of the greatest hurts I've had in my life has been from Christians. I don't really worry what they don't see it say about me because I can brush it off, but to see a child of God who would turn on you, who would oppose you, who would speak, it goes through your very soul. And here's Moses, this man of God, who seeking to help this people, and they slander Moses, and they murmur against Moses, and they chide with Moses. Was it easy? Do you think it's easy? Do you think Moses is going to give up? He told him to go to Father and said, "My Father, not my Father, up to here with this people." He endured. He endured the sin. We find also these people in their own belief. Numbers chapter 13, he sends his spies out to look in the land. They're getting close to home, getting close to the land of Israel. He sends them out and they come back. In Numbers 14 and verse 2, with all the children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron, and the whole congregation said unto them, "We God that we had died in the land of Egypt, or we God that we had died in the wilderness." They come back with this evil report. They said there's giants in the land, in the walls of the city. They're going up to the heavens. There's no point in us taking another step. There's no point in going on, Moses. Everything's against us. There's giants in great cities. Then to unbelief the people. You know what God tells Moses to do in Numbers chapter 14? He tells them to take the people into the wilderness for 40 years. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine you get near the land and says, "Well, another few steps and we're in the land." And then because of the unbelief of these people, coming against, and the God coming and says, "Well, I'm sorry, but they're back into the wilderness for a year." No. For 40 years. I cannot begin to tell you the disappointment that must have been to Moses. Wasn't his fault. It's the people's fault. They say, "We cannot take the land. We cannot go on," you see. In 40 years, he had to turn around and he'd take his people into the hot and the dusty desert and he'd live in the wilderness. For 40 years, there he was. But he never gave up. He endured. He endured, friends, the unbelief even of the people. Numbers 25 speaks about the whoredoms of the people. They join themselves with idolatry and with ungodly women. And therefore, all of these things, listen to me, I say to you, and what broke his heart, the pressure of it all, the burden of the work, the disappointments that would come against Moses time and time and time again. And yet he endured. He endured it all, you see. It's not easy. People were not inquiring, things would happen. Sin in the congregation, everything. Are you, my friends, troubled on every side? Do you think of that? Sometimes you do. Moses was troubled on every side. No matter where he lived, he was troubled on every side. Problem after problem, difficulty after difficulty, sin in the camp, unbelief in the pot, God slaughter against him, everything. But he endured. And that's the lesson God wants us to learn this afternoon. He stood strong. He stood strong, friends. He wasn't going to be punished. He was doing that which is right, you see. And you know, when you're convinced you're doing that which is right, I tell you, you'll stand for God. And whoever this congregation is convinced that this witness is right, and the worship is right, and the preaching is right, and the word of God is right, you'll stand despite opposition, despite what will come against you. You will be like Moses. You'll say, "I'll endure. No matter the whole of kingdoms against us, witness, or the peoples against us, if we're really convinced on this whole issue that I'm standing for the truth, that I'm standing for Christ, there's nothing about us." We endured. And we're glad our forefathers endured. And we're glad they never turned back to us. There's people who went to the stake. They wouldn't give it up, they say. They love the word of God. They love Christ with all their heart. And they said, "I will stand for the truth. I will go even unto death." And they were taken out. Some men were taken out and they were burnt in the very presence of their children. And with their wives standing, a wife standing nearby. But friends, they endured. They endured all of these things. And God is saying to me, and God is saying to you, to endure. To be strong, you see, and to stand fast for the truth. And if we're really convinced that what we're doing is right, then what's happening, we'll stand, we will endure. We've been in Moses. I want to be in Moses. Going to stand in Eden at night time. I look out through the window to see if anybody come to hear me preach. And there's not a fellow with me. And there's my wife and the children in the room, and his wife and one stepson. And his mum. So it's about 9, I think, in the room. The 5 was mine. 3 was his. I used to stop and look out through the window and I said, you know, if people doesn't want to come to hear the word of God, I can go. If people doesn't want to worship God today in this house, but I tell you what, I'll go there. People doesn't want to love and stand for the truth. I stand for the truth. You see, there's two options even for me in those days, to give up or to endure. And friends, I've got to endure. I want to be like Moses. I want to stand for Christ. In the day of the departure from the faith, the day where man is moving the goalposts straight, moving away from the word of God and the worship of God. God needs people to stand. God needs people to endure. It's not going to be easy. It's going to be difficult. But he endured. And maybe you find it tough here at times. I'm sure you have many disappointments, and I have no problem with that. This is the audience. I'm getting back in Northern Ireland. It's a big congregation. Some people say the more you have, the more problems. But we're not saying that. But listen, endure. Stand up for Jesus. Stand up for Christ. Another thing he endured was the activity of service. Moses was a great labor for God. He labored much for the Lord. His smoke load was very, very heavy. He had much time and strength having gone to the service. It was no easy task. He ruled over the people. He had to be upon contentedly to guide them in the ways of the Lord. And Moses labored fervently every day. You see, you think of the period of the service in Exodus chapter 18, verse 13 to 18, you find about his father coming. And it says the people stood by Moses from morning until the evening. Moses had a sin, and the people were coming with all their problems. And then somebody asked, do you know why? There are only wee problems or big problems. His father-in-law says, you do not well to weary the people. I'm yourself, we're going to worry yourself, Moses. Moses was on from morning to night, problem after problem, and the people were coming, and the people are living guidance, and people no doubt were complaining, and people are living advice. But he endured. It wasn't easy, of course, he changed the matter by that, got helpers in, no problem with that. But listen, it wasn't easy serving the Lord in these days. He was a man who prayed for the people. In Numbers 21, verse 7, therefore the people came to Moses and said, we have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord and against thee. Pray on the Lord that he take away the serpents from us. And Moses prayed for the people. Moses was like this mediator between God and the people. And the people came, and Moses, pray for us. Pray for us on the God of heaven. And Moses just tells us he prayed for the people. Prayer is not easy. What's the hardest thing to do in Christian life? Prayer. I don't think anybody finds prayer easy. You can come and listen to a sermon. You can come and read. You can go and walk in your garden for 2 hours. You can put on the TV perhaps and watch a film for 3 hours. And I say, we're going to pray for 3 hours. That's a different story, isn't it? It's not easy. Moses is this burden of intercession and a friend for the people. The activity of the service. And then the failures of the service as well. In Numbers 20, God says, go and speak to the rock. And yet he went and he spoke the rock. And he healed God. And he sinned against God. And yet he endured. You and I sin against God at times. And we say, maybe you feel that you're not. But you've got to endure. You've got to keep in all things. Confess your sin and trust the Lord with all your heart. And then his weakness as well. When God called him to pick up this ministry, he says, who am I that I should go on the furrow? And you can read in Exodus chapter 3 and 4. With all the excuses Moses made, the people will not believe me. Or he says, what should I say? He found his weakness. Those are true servants of God. They've been weak. They know they're nothing in God's. And Moses made excuse after excuse why he shouldn't serve the Lord. He was weak. he failed, and yet he endured. That's some of your time of thought this afternoon. You feel your weakness. You feel you can do nothing for God in this world. You know your failures. Others may not, but God knows them. You know them. You see, endure. He endured despite all of these things. Do you get weary in your well-doing? You want to see people come to this church? You want to see new families come into this church? You want to see children brought into the children's kingdom? You want to see the Sunday school built up, and you're looking, and you're praying, and you're seeking to God, and the devil is saying there's nobody coming, and there's nobody listening. And the devil is saying, give up. Moses is yours. You don't give up. Despite the weakness, despite the hardships, despite the battles, he endured. And this is what I say to you. This is what God is asking me to do in the ministry. And I say this is what God, child of God, this afternoon is asking you to do. To endure. To endure these things. All the opposition, all the gift, all the hardships, all the disappointments. To endure. Moses endured. That is actually only the first point. I'll not preach the second point today. But I'm going to give you a second point. I'll develop it next week. He endured the sea and him and those of us. And there's the sea. There it is. Maybe some people find life hard at the moment. So how can I accept this? How can I endure? Well, I'll give them the answer. He saw God. His eye was upon the Lord. And that was the secret. It wasn't that Moses was strong. It wasn't that he had other backup people to help him about the congregation. No, you see, this man of God, he was called of God, and he had this ministry, and he saw God. He saw him, and he was a person. That's fair, isn't it? You can't see anybody who's a person, is that right? I can't see God. But he knew God was in it. And he knew God was with him. And he saw God. I trust, I'm not going to preach next week's sermon now. I trust you can see God in this work. I trust you can see God in this witness. Because I'm from Northern Ireland, this is a second visit. And I can tell you, I can see God in this witness. I can see it. The providential dealings of God with certain people. And myself even been sent here for this week. Even a preach for a few weeks. I can see the cause already in this time. We need a witness for Christ that's biblical, that's true. I can see the hand of God. That's how you can endure. And if you can see God in this world, God in this witness, then you endure. But if you can't see God, you're not enduring. But I trust you can. God's first next week. We'll develop that next point. It'll probably be in the morning meeting. I'll see how God leads me. But seeing God is wonderful. I tell you, that really helps you to go on. Maybe you've been looking at the problems and difficulties. We all do. We focus on what's all you ever see. It's all there to dabble on our brains before you wake up in the morning and smoke it. Because we'll have a look at that at home and then we'll look at it. And we're depressed and we're canceling. You see, turn your eyes to Jesus. Turn your eyes to Christ. And then what a difference. He endured the same thing. He was in prison. Next week, by the will of God, we'll look at this. And by seeing God. God bless his word to all of us.